Frankie is a Conker Brown Dachshund and a very wise little dog. For example, I take him for a walk every day after school and at weekends, and he always turns left out of our driveway. He knows exactly which way to go. The graveyard. This afternoon was like any other. We curved around the semicircle of houses at the bottom of Chestnut Close and came to an alleyway. Frankie stopped to sniff at a patch of weeds. Sometimes, I wondered if he was actually smelling something good or pretending so that he could have a rest. His legs were really little, after all. "Come on, Frankie, let's go," I said. He shook himself and we set off again. Some people thought I was weird because I liked going to the graveyard. To them, a graveyard is creepy. It makes them think of spooky things like rotten corpses and wailing ghosts. I don't feel like that at all. To me, it's full of colour and light and wildlife. In fact, it's probably my favourite place in the world. We came out of the alleyway and I took a long, deep breath. A gentle breeze moved through the trees, making a soft shh sound as warm yellow dots of sunlight danced across the headstones. When Dad lived with us, I used to go to the graveyard when he and Mum started arguing. There was no shouting there. It was always peaceful. As we walked along the pathway, Frankie stopped in mid-trot and began to sniff at the air. His long brown ears flapped gently in the wind as he searched for the scent he'd picked up. "What is it, Frankie?" I said. "Can you smell the souls of dead people?" I looked down at the headstone beside us. It read, "Benjamin Henry Brady, born 31st of July, 1884, died 27th of January, 1954. Frankie's wet brown nose wriggled. I knew that a dog's sense of smell was 40 times stronger than ours. Could Frankie smell Benjamin Brady's aftershave still lingering in the air? He sniffed a few more times and then pulled on his lead. He was ready to carry on. We passed the large oak tree, which had a circular bench around its trunk, and the rusty tap where visitors could fill their watering cans. We usually stayed on the main pathway, headed towards the church, and then took a loop back to where we started. But just past the tap, I spotted a track we hadn't used for a while. It was overgrown, with a tangle of ivy and brambles, and led to the oldest part of the graveyard. No mourners visited that part anymore. They were all dead and buried themselves. "Let's go this way for a change, shall we, Frankie?" I said. My little dog sat down on the pathway, confused that we weren't going on our usual route. "Come on, it's not far," I said. The track soon became thick with weeds, and I had to trample them down so that we could get through. Surrounding us were ancient headstones, peeking at us through the undergrowth like grey ships bobbing on a sea of green.